Tom Rogers. Illinois lawmakers are hoping to avoid a repeat of last summer, in which a budget stalemate dragged on for months. Budget negotiators say this year is going a bit more smoothly. The legislature could send the governor a spending plan this weekend. House Democrat Gary Hannig of Litchfield says the public wants to get the job done.
If there was anything I got from last summer's train wreck session, it was that the citizens that I represent want me to finalize a budget this year before the end of May.
That would also enable Democrats to finish work without needing Republican votes. GOP support will be needed if the session drags into June. Hannig says a compromise between House and Senate Democrats is inching closer. The sides are still debating how much to give schools, universities, and human services. The new budget is likely to increase spending by at least $2 billion over the current year. Republicans have argued there's no plan to pay for it. Meanwhile, political rivalries among the state's Democratic leaders are flaring up as budget talks go on. Tony Arnold reports.
Earlier this week, Governor Rod Blagojevich held a press conference in Chicago where he answered questions about budget talks. A reporter asked about talk that lawmakers don't trust him.
You know, I think you hear a lot of rhetoric on both sides from people in the political process. That's just rhetoric. It's not at all unusual here in Illinois. You hear people in Washington say that about each other.
But House Speaker Michael Madigan, an opponent of Blagojevich's, says the governor's leadership style is a problem.
Well, if he thinks it's rhetoric, then he ought to talk to the members of the legislature who day in and day out tell him to his face that they don't trust him. So maybe he is delusional.
Despite their differences, both Madigan and Blagojevich say they're hopeful they can pass a budget by the end of the week. That's when the session is scheduled to end. I'm Tony Arnold.
The Illinois Supreme Court has denied an appeal by a man who confessed to a murder that helped spur Illinois' death penalty debate. The court refused to hear a claim by Al Story Simon that his confession to a 1982 double murder in Chicago was coerced and that his lawyers were wrong to let him plead guilty. Simon's videotaped confession in 1999 led to the exoneration of Anthony Porter, who was within days of execution. Porter's case prompted then-Governor George Ryan to call a halt to capital punishment, a moratorium that continues today. Simon pleaded guilty to the 1982 murder of Jerry Hillard and Marilyn Green and in exchange got a 37-year sentence. The mayor of Evansville, Indiana, Mayor Jonathan Weinzappel, says he won't be a candidate for lieutenant governor. Weinzappel had been mentioned as a possible running mate for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Jill Long Thompson. Weinzappel says it's more important for him to concentrate on his commitments in Evansville. He was elected mayor in 2003 and reelected last year. Indiana's governor says the state is becoming a leader of clean energy. Governor Mitch Daniels visited a wind farm near the Benton County town of Fowler yesterday and said it will eventually power more than 200,000 homes, one of the largest wind farms in the nation. At a ceremony at the Fowler Ridge Wind Farm, Daniels and other officials signed one of the giant blades that will power the project's wind turbines. It's a joint project between BP Alternative Energy and Dominion Resources, and the first phase is expected to go online late this year with 222 turbines. They'll produce about 400 megawatts of power. Construction of the second phase is expected to begin as early as next year. The University of Illinois is again serving as host to more than 800 firefighters, EMTs, and other emergency personnel to help them hone their skills. The Fire Service Institute has brought in instructors from around the country for its annual Fire College. During the four-day event, students will take classes ranging from entry-level training to hazmat monitoring. Institute Assistant Director Brian Brower says the event includes an open house tonight that gives the public an idea of some of the things they deal with each day.
We're going to have demonstrations of a liquefied propane fire. It's the only time folks can see a 40-foot wide fireball and not have to run the other way. Demonstrations of an automobile extrication. We'll have a rope rescue demonstration, a fire safety house from the Savoy Fire Department.
Brower says there will also be a demonstration showing two side-by-side rooms, one with a smoke detector and sprinkler, the other without, illustrating the value of that equipment. The U of I's 84th Annual Fire College is the oldest in the country. The open house begins tonight at 7:30. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30 Central. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
It's 9:35, time to check on the weather on AM 580 with meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom.
We've got a tornado watch to our north and west. Some counties in our listening area are under that, as well as the Chicago area. And we could see our share of that weather later on, huh?
We could indeed. A large cluster of rain right now on the radar. Heavy rains covering many counties in northwestern Illinois and east central and southeastern Iowa. And that's what it's called, a mesoscale convective system, a cluster of thunderstorms that often develops in the nighttime hours. And it did dump heavy rain over parts of northeastern and east central Iowa. There's a flash flood warning for northern Jones County, Iowa, until 3 p.m. because of several inches of rain there. And that whole system, I think, is going to begin to weaken, but over the next several hours, parts of northern into west central Illinois will pick up lots of rain, while areas farther to the south and east will be dry over the next few hours. But the leading edge of that will act as a new front as it pushes into the warmer and increasingly more humid air that's setting up over our area. And that will act as the initiation point for more thunderstorms this afternoon, which could explode.